All right, welcome to the DDT Archives Wednesday edition, the flagship show. I am your friend, everyone's best friend, Greg. With me, as always, on the other side is my boy, Chris. How's it going, man?
What's going on? And let's get it right. It's your tag team partner in podcasting. I gave you a nickname, but we are tag team partners in podcasting.
My sincerest apologies. I try to change it up sometimes, but maybe we should just keep it as is, like with our little monikers there. Is that better? Would that make you feel better?
Yeah, I think it's something that should stick. And it always sticks when I'm the one starting the show. When you do, it's whatever's going to happen, happens. And, you know, it's fine sometimes, but we want it to stick that we are tag team partners in podcasts.
Listen, I live my gimmick of being the least prepared podcaster out there when it comes to that. I just fly off the cuff, man. That's what I do.
Which is, we'll pull back the curtain a little bit. I am really good at the introduction stuff for some reason. So that's why on all of our indie lounge shows, you'll hear me give the introductions. But then I let Greg have a bone here and do the flagship show, which by the way,
I'm sorry, you
a flagship show.
You let me have a bone. Excuse me. Excuse me. No. But no, it's the Wednesday edition. It's the DDT Archives. It's your favorite old school podcast, and we have a very special episode for you guys today. We're gonna have a little fun. But first off, I just want to thank everybody for hanging with us over this past weekend for the Synergy 7-Eleven for the First Responder Show. We got great feedback for our recap bonus show, so if you haven't heard that, go back and check it out. The Synergy Show is still up on Fight TV, and all the proceeds go to the American Nurses Association, and it was a fantastic show. We're not going to get too far into it. We just want to thank everybody for reaching out and the feedback that we got from that show. You got a few messages yourself, right?
Yeah, I did. I heard back from a few different people, including our close friend, you know, LSG, telling me he listened on his way home. And it makes us feel really special that we've built those relationships, that guys take the time to listen to the show. Because like we've always said, we love doing what we do, and that's why we do it. But every once in a while, getting that big time pat on the back feels pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
No, it does. And, you know, but that's the thing. We joke around a lot about it, but we work really hard at this and trying to get guests and putting shows together and the research that goes into our old school shows, albeit today is probably not one of those days. But to as you said, building these relationships and making friends with these people that we get to watch on TV sometimes, it is pretty damn cool. And I'm not going to get too marky right now, but we, the real True Blue guys, and you know who you are out there, thank you, because we just can't wait to be able to go to shows down the road when all this shit finally goes away. But we'll keep doing what we're doing here and promoting as much as we can and having some fun. And we have some good things lined up for the next Synergy show, which is on July 25th in a couple weeks. So just stay tuned for that, because you'll be hearing a lot about that moving forward. So getting into the crux of our episode today, we are featuring, this was Chris's idea. So why don't I'll let you explain it, because this was your idea. So I'll let you run with it.
Originally, we called it our Hall of Fame show. But you see, we don't do things in the normal, traditional way. It's just not our style. So what we are actually going to do is we're going to do a show called The Hall of Blank. And each of us has created a Hall of Fame-esque cast of characters that fit a specific theme. We are not going to tell you what the theme is. That is your job as fans, to message us with what the theme of each of our shows are. And just to clarify, because our good buddy RJ consistently confuses Greg and I'm Chris, that's Greg.
Does he really?
Yeah, he... Your anecdotal about car racing, he hit me up and told me how it reminded him of something. I'm like, yeah, that was Greg. It wasn't me.
Oh, the story about my father-in-law.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotcha. That's funny.
Like, yeah, sometimes I can't tell you apart. I don't think we sound anything alike.
Oh, we sound nothing alike. It's fine. It's okay. We love you anyway, buddy. Don't worry about it.
I hope Anchor gets you figured out soon, because yeah, that's way too many downloads to not be getting paid for.
That is some definite bullshit. Get on top of that, Anchor. We're not on you, and I don't know what that is, but get on top of your shit, man. All right. So do you want to get us started? So what are the parameters here? So we had one main eventer.
Well, it's one head of the class kind of guy.
Okay.
The guy that would be like the headliner,
okay,
if you will. Then you have one singles, one tag, one woman, and one manager. So very, very traditional, nothing crazy, nothing out of bounds. I think we should get started with managers.
Sure.
So I'm going to start. My manager has very limited managing experience. He is very well known for a gimmick where he led Rosie around as, the superhero in training, or shit, if you will. On top of that, he did not give Greg a sugar smack in the middle of New York City.
I tweeted about that on his birthday, which was a couple of days ago.
I know. That's why I brought it up. He's a phenomenal performer. I still think his finishing move, the Vertebraker, was one of the coolest looking moves ever, and it had to be dangerous as shit, but he was so good at it that he didn't hurt anybody, and that made it awesome and unique. Definitely enjoyed all of his work from the WCW days all the way through his WWE days and his work down in TNA, where what really stood out to me was when he was managing guys like Andrew Everett and now it's Grimes. What was his name at Impact? Why is it not coming to me? Cameron Grimes now. What was he then? He was – I don't remember. But he managed those guys because they're North Carolina guys, and, you know, North Carolina guys stick together. Not to mention he's hilarious on Twitter. He calls it like it is. He's a producer, so he's still doing a lot of great work. So my first induction into the Hall of Blank is Shane Helms.
Very nice. Very nice. And Cameron Grimes' name was Trevor Lee?
Yes, Trevor Lee. I don't know why I blanked on it.
It happens. We have a lot of stuff floating around in our head, man.
Yes.
That's great. Like you said, not known for his managerial prowess, but as the leader of the Helms dynasty, yeah, it definitely works. It works. And now, mind you, before I get rolling, remember, we each have different themes, okay? I may make that clear. Chris has one theme. My list has another theme. So I just want to make that abundantly clear that we have opposite.
We are good. Okay. It was very clear.
Okay, fine. So she started out as a backstage interviewer. Then she transitioned into a managerial role. She had this bubbly personality. Of course, as all managers should be, the object of men's desires. She probably was downloaded a ton back in the day on a lot of teenage boys' computers. Her hair was just blonde and like the sun, really was like the sun, and that is Goldilocks from from TNA. I know she didn't have a very long career, but she was there, you know, dabbled in music a little bit before then, but really was it just a tremendous manager for Impact, and that is Goldilocks.
And she definitely has a place in your Hall of Blank, for sure.
Oh, yeah, of course, has a place in my Hall of Blank. So now that we're on women,
I think you should go first this one.
You think so?
This way we completely confuse RJ.
Okay. So that's so mean. So my the other female inductee into the women's wing of the DDT Archives Hall of Blank is she was just a physical phenomenon. One of those Amazonian types, huge muscles, could take on the men as well as the women, physically imposing, beautiful, a true sight to behold, big and muscular and bold, and that is Asia from WCW. Do you remember Asia?
I do. That's such a great pull.
Right? Asia. She should be in anybody's Hall of Fame.
Character.
Very unique.
She's so unique.
She should be in everybody's Hall of Fame. I don't care what you say. Asia should be right there.
Asia is phenomenal. She put out really good records too.
Yeah.
It's the moment. Yeah, there you go. I popped you.
Yeah, a little bit. But you know, hey, she was a bodybuilding champion. She had her moments. I mean, Asia was the shit.
Absolutely. She was the drizzling and absolutely belongs in the Hall of Blank.
Yes, she does. So who do you have as your woman?
So my woman is phenomenal. She is married to a gentleman named Phil Brooks, who happens to be a wonderful wrestler, not so wonderful MMA fighter. But I tip my hat to his efforts. She had an outstanding rivalry with Paige. She ran through the gamut of male superstars in the WWE because at that point they didn't know how to push women's wrestling yet. But she managed to overcome that horrible gimmick to become an absolutely amazing female talent. Multiple time Divas champ, fantastic in the ring, technically sound. My induction to the Hall of Blank is AJ Lee.
See, that's amazing. What a great, she was one of the best ever. Held that division together for a long time in between as that bridge of the gap between the old school Divas era of wrestling, and was that really that bridge to the now where we have that women's revolution where women's wrestling is very respected and talked about on par as the men's performers in 2020. So absolutely AJ Lee belongs in your Hall of Blank, of course.
100%. How could she not be in the Hall of Blank?
Of course. Yeah. You're not going to get an argument from me on that. So why don't we stay on you for a minute and talk about your tag team?
My tag team was such a unique tag team. They couldn't be duplicated if you tried. They are managed by Precious Paul Ellering. They had been led to the ring by a dummy named Rocco. But more importantly, they beat the crap out of everybody and anyone. They are the Road Warriors. And I stress the Road Warriors because, you know, what happened in the WWF doesn't define who they were. Their work in WCW, the NWA, the AWA spoke volumes to how good they were as a tag team. They transformed tag team wrestling. And again, they could never be duplicated. No one could possibly ever try to be the Road Warriors. No one could possibly do it. They are so unique and had such a unique look that there is no one out there that could possibly ever compare to them.
No, so, of course not.
My induction to the Hall of Blank are the Road Warriors.
I love it. Should be in everybody's Hall of Blank. Or fame, or blank. It doesn't matter. The Road Warriors are easily one of the greatest tag teams of all time. Your and mine probably up there with our favorite tag teams of all time. And absolute monsters, absolute beasts. So unique. You can't, exactly. You're absolutely right. You can't duplicate that kind of aura, the look with the muscles and the face paint. And just like legit badasses that would just kill you inside the ring and outside the ring. Whether it's for real or in a match, just terrorizing. But I think my tag team could go up against them and in their own uniqueness, because they were really different when they came out. You know, yeah, they had face paint and, you know, they were two big muscular guys and could legitimately beat your ass. And they had a legendary manager at the start. But they were totally different than the Road Warriors in every way, shape, or form, because they were a true original. And that's the powers of pain. Barbarian and Warlord. Unique as it gets when it comes to tag team wrestling and how they looked in the ring. Agree or disagree?
I agree, man. Who would ever want to try to look like the powers of pain? I mean, those haircuts were ridiculous.
Yeah.
Remember when Warlord dyed the one side one color and the other side the other color?
I know. And
I mean, who would have done that?
And you never saw blue face paint anywhere.
No. No. Blue face paint never came out anywhere. Or black and white face paint. The Barbarian had such a unique look with his face paint. Like, I've never seen anything like it before. And his haircut, too, so unique. I've never seen the Mohawk quite like that.
Yeah, it's weird.
I mean, it's phenomenal. I should have done it. I had my quarantine hair.
That would have been interesting.
It would have been. They definitely belong in the Hall of Blank, man. Like, that is a great pull, Greg. I don't know where you were able to pull the Rock up to find such a great, unique tag team, but I'm so glad that you did.
I sometimes scare myself with some of my wrestling knowledge and finding these performers that just set themselves apart from everybody else. I'm a savant. What can I say?
You absolutely are. All you right. are a savant. And RJ, that's Greg. I'm Chris. Stop.
Now we're just messing with them. We don't want to do that.
RJ, stuff. We do love we you. We do man. Love you. We're having fun at your expense a little bit, but we got your back in everything.
Yeah, you know, we can't wait to hang out on your show one day. I know that's being talked about, so hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. We're looking forward to that. So do you want me to continue on before we get to our headliners?
Yes, you can give your next singles performer.
All right, now this guy, absolute legend. No joke. And it's surprising he's not on my headliner. He was close. But, you know, he really came onto the scene in a flash. He, you know, another guy I know I have like this thing with face paint today. But he had the face paint going on to rip to shreds. Just showed off his muscles with the tassels falling down. You know, his involvement with Hulk Hogan is absolutely legendary. Can't be denied. One of the all-time great features on a pay-per-view of all time.
And is this guy managed by Jimmy Hart too?
Yeah, he was.
God, and like, he's the manager of managers.
Yeah, of course. Manager of managers. But you didn't know where he was from. He was from parts unknown. Like, where did this guy come from? But he would come running down to the ring and shake the ropes and just cause a frenzy anytime he came out and performed. And that, of course, is the Renegade. Have you ever seen anything quite like the Renegade?
I have never seen anything like the Renegade. The Renegade was such a unique and inspiring character. He clearly just absolutely led the world in just athleticism, excitement, and energy. And he never got blown up on his way to the ring.
No.
Never once. I mean, I don't know where WCW came out with this such a unique character that has never been done before. Just having that giant R on his face. Just, it was so incredible. That the mullet was just fantastic.
It was feathered just, and wonderful. Like,
just what a performer. You know, the tights that he wore with like the suspenders stuff going on, just awesome, just airbrushed to a T. What another great pull. I don't think my Hall of Blank can compare to your Hall of Blank.
And the resume, you can't compete with his resume. One-time TV champ? Come on. Like, that's huge. How many guys were TV champ?
Not enough.
He did beat Arn Anderson to win that title, though. Like, that's fucking impressive.
I know. That is impressive.
but I mean, like that's a rare feat to be the WCW TV champ, especially in the 90s. I mean, come on. How could you not have the Renegade in your Hall of Blank?
I agree. He's got a place in your Hall of Blank for absolute sure. Now, my singles competitor, he is the bringer of chaos. He does this through pipe bombs. Just comes to a city near you and just absolutely tears the place down. After he wins titles, he runs through the crowd and just incites fury amongst the Chicagoans. The man went scorched earth on Colt Cabana's podcast and then still managed to go on a show that he did not help get canceled. If he had been there weekly, it would still be on our televisions. And that's WWE Backstage. He was a champion inside the ring and a true champion outside of the ring. There has never been someone that loved their fans nearly as much as this man. Again, he is the bringer of chaos. He is the dude amongst dudes. He is a Blackhawks fan through and through. He is none other than CM Punk. Welcome to the Hall of Blank, CM Punk. You deserve this.
Oh, of course. And arguably one of the best runs in the early 2010s to really stake his claim in the WWE. And he's had legendary matches from Ring of Honor and all over the place. You know, multi-time Money in the Bank winner, multi-time world champion. CM Punk should be in everybody's Hall of Blank, wherever that may be.
Absolutely.
All right. So do you want me to go next with our headliner and everything?
Yeah, I think my headliner should end the show.
All right. So let's take a quick break here to give out our information for a little bit, because we want to set the stage a little bit. We want to tease you a little bit. So who do we got coming up on the podcast on Friday on the Indie Lounge?
Vicious Vicky.
Yeah, Vicious Vicky will be on Jersey Girl. She's amazing. It's a great interview. We had a lot of fun with her. It was like, because we're a couple of Goombas, and she's a Jersey Italian girl, so it was really like interviewing one of our cousins, and it was really a lot of fun and very entertaining, and she's just a ball of fire, so we had a great time with her. So we got Vicious Vicky coming up on Friday. Just be sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes. Give us a like, rate, and review. We just love to hear from you. Take a screenshot, send it to us. Our DMs are open. Follow us on Twitter at DDT Archives. You can follow Chris on Twitter at
Chris_DDTHSLB.
Hell yeah. So, and we'll give you everything else at the back end of the show, but we just want to give a little space in between our headliners, because you just get a little bit of a break, you know, on the podcast. It's nice that way. It's nice to set the stage a little bit, leave you wanting more. And do you want to go first, or you want me to go first with this?
I want you to go first.
Okay. Because this guy, one of the scariest characters in the history of wrestling. You never know when he was going to appear. You never know where he would creep up to. He would just destroy you. He didn't talk much, if at all. But he would just scare the daylights out of you, because he had that leather mask, and you never knew what to expect. But like you said, he was a world champion, a mid-card champion. He held those championships several times, a multi-time tag champion, a Grand Slam champion, a Triple Crown champion, of course, a Hall of Famer in 2018. But, you know, how scary was that mask? That you just never saw a guy in a leather mask like that before, right? Before,
oh, never. That mask was scary as hell, man.
Yeah, you never saw a guy in a leather mask up until this guy. And that is Impact Hall of Famer, and now DDT Archives Hall of Blanker, the Monster Abyss.
Dude, that's a great pull. He was so unique and talented. The fact that Impact Wrestling came up with that character is just so fascinating, unique, and incredible. I mean, the dude was in the ring with everybody. His work with Decay was fantastic. You know, where he donned face paint instead of the mask, because after all, everybody needs face paint every once in a while.
Sure.
It's absolute stud in the ring. You know, if you ever need legal advice, he's there for you.
Is he still a WWE producer now?
I believe he was unfurloughed, but I'm not positive.
Okay. Yeah, all jokes aside, no, he was an NWA World Heavyweight Champion. Like I said, two-time TNA TV champ, one-time X Division champ, well, three-time tag champ. He was the second ever TNA Grand Slam champion, which is an incredible stat, considering all the talent that flowed through there over the years and their peak years, and even now in Impact as it's moved along. But like, I don't want to hang out with the guy that came up with that character, because he's sick in the head. Like, who would think up something like that? It's insane.
I don't know.
Exactly. Nah. So, I mean, but the Monster Abyss, our headlining class for myself in my Hall of Blank. Chris, who is your headliner?
My headliner started out in such a unique tag team. He teamed with another unique soul as a member of the Blade Runners. He was by far the best performer to come out of Memphis since Jerry Lawler. He is a multiple time NWA champion. He was a WCW champion. He was the TV champ numerous times, US champ numerous times. Went to war with everyone from Ming to Flair to the Four Horsemen to Lex Luger to the Road Warriors. He was just everywhere and anywhere. He reinvented himself and didn't talk for over a year in pro wrestling, only to reinvent himself again in red face paint that made no sense whatsoever. But it's okay, because of who you are, we will forgive you. But his best work, by far, was in TNA. His work in TNA, he single-handedly got Jeff Hardy through a drunken match by rolling him up and holding his shoulders to the mat and pinning him. I mean, this dude, as his face paint got crazier and crazier, his work got better and better. He is the icon, Sting. Sting, welcome to the Hall of Blank. You are my favorite wrestler of all time, and you deserve to headline our inaugural class of the DDT Archives Hall of Blank.
I love it. Another guy, your class is so stacked. Questionably, you know, you could have CM Punk be a headliner too, of course, but I like where you went with that. It's you did an amazing job. Of course, Sting is one of the greatest ever, just entertaining all throughout his career, his illustrious career, his long, very long career. Had some good matches with my headliner, Abyss, in TNA. But overall, just a tremendous list from you. And welcome to your Hall of Blank, man. That's fantastic.
You know, my class is stacked, but it cannot even compare to how stacked your class is.
Oh, my class would just kill everybody. If you, like, heads up, come on, stop.
Yeah, I mean, yours is so unique.
I know.
None of them have ever been seen before.
No, ever. Oh, boy, oh, boy. So, once again, we'll run down our list really quick in my Hall of Blank. You had Goldie Locks from TNA, the phenomenal women's wrestler from WCW, Asia. I had the Powers of Pain, a completely just fresh and new tag team from back in the day when they came on the scene. You have the Renegade, just wow, how that guy, you know, have a bigger career. God rest his soul. We will never know. And of course, the one that really should be a Hall of Famer and is a Hall of Famer is the Monster Abyss. And then you can run down yours really quick too, as we wrap this puppy up.
So Chris's class is Shane Helms, AJ Lee, the Road Warriors, CM Punk, and our headliner, the Stinger.
Fantastic. Excellent job, my friend. We knew this was going to be a quick one, so that's fine. Not every episode has to be like an hour. Like you said before we started recording, not every episode has to be like an hour and a half, 2 hours. But it's nice to do like a nice quick hitter that's fun. That's what we want to do here. We want to have a good time. We don't want to get too serious and break too many things down and over-analyze stuff. There's enough people out there that do that. We just want to goof around sometimes, have some fun, and just give you the very best in old-school wrestling talk and independent wrestler interviews like we do every week here on the DDT Archives. You can follow the show on Twitter at DDT Archives. You can follow Chris at...
Chris_DDTHSLB. You can also follow the show on Instagram. You know, we'll at some point start being better at Instagram, but right now we're not good at it.
Yeah, of course.
But if we have more followers, we're more inclined to do better with it.
Absolutely. And we are also on Facebook. We'll start doing more with that too. There's just not a lot there. That's fine. All our shows are posted on there as well. They are on iTunes. So be sure to subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating, shoot us a review, take a screenshot of it, DM it to us. We love to hear from you. Absolutely. You're going to the Synergy GSI show on the 25th, right?
I am. I can't wait.
All right. That's good. And definitely look out for that. We'll have more updates about that moving forward. We're trying to line up a couple of the guys that are going to be on that show to preview it with us. So stay tuned for that. And there's a place where a lot of your Instagram photos can go. You're going to take pictures while you're there. You might as well post them on Instagram and everything. So, as well as Twitter. So we just want to thank everybody for hanging with us on our regular Wednesday show, the DDT Archives. We'll see you on Friday on the Indie Lounge with the wonderful Vicious Vicky. Until next time, everybody, take care.
Have a good one, everyone.